Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to build something that feels properly alive inside a jungle tune, a ragga vocal layer that isn't sitting on top of the track, but fused into the atmosphere itself. The goal is that old-school pressure, smoke, dust, tape wobble movement, the kind of vocal that feels like it belongs in the room when the break starts rolling. This matters because a ragga vocal can do a few jobs at once. It gives your track identity in the top mids. It carries that classic jungle heritage, and it adds rhythmic motion without forcing you to write another melodic part that fights the drums or sub. That's why this approach works so well in jungle and old-school D&B. The vocal becomes part of the ecosystem. The big challenge is keeping it gritty and atmospheric without turning the whole drop into a blurred mess. So instead of just dropping a raw vocal into the arrangement, we're going to process it, print it, and reshape it through resampling. That way it behaves like a production element, not just a sample sitting on top. Start with a vocal phrase that has character, not polish. A chant, a shout, a short call, something with bite in the consonants and a bit of attitude in the rhythm. You do not need a long performance here. In fact, short is usually stronger. A one-bar phrase, a two-word call, even a few syllables can be enough if they have energy. Drag that into an audio track and trim away anything extra. Get rid of the dead air, the clutter, the tail that isn't helping. In jungle, fragmentary vocal identity usually works better than fully exposed lines. Why this works in D&B is simple. Fast drums and heavy bass leave less room for long phrases, so short vocal hits survive better and stay more musical in the groove. Now duplicate the track. Keep one version clean as your reference, and build your atmospheric version on the duplicate. On that atmospheric lane, a solid stock chain is EQ8, saturator, echo, reverb, maybe an auto filter, and utility at the end if you need to control width. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz to clear out low rumble, then dip a little in the 250 to 500 Hz zone if it feels boxy or muddy. Add some saturator drive, maybe a few dB to start, just enough to roughen the edges and bring the phrase forward. Then use echo for depth, but keep it controlled. Darker tone, shorter feedback, nothing so wild that it turns into obvious slapback unless that's the vibe you want. Add reverb for space, but keep the decay moderate. You want atmosphere, not a cloud that wipes out your snare. What to listen for here is whether the vocal still has attitude after processing. If it becomes soft and polite, it's probably too washed out. If it still has a rasp, a bounce, or a haunted edge, you're in the right place. Before you print it, shape the source phrase a little. You can cut it into chunks, leave space before the last word, or create a call and response feel with a hit, a gap, then another hit. That negative space is very jungle. The break gets room to answer. And that's part of the magic. At this point, think about two directions. One version is dry, upfront, and direct, with more midrange and less tail. That's good when the track is already dense and you need the vocal to read clearly. The other is echo-drenched and haunted, with longer tails and a darker tone. That one is perfect for intros, breakdowns, and deeper tension. Both are useful, and often the best workflow is to print both. Now commit the processed lane to audio. Resample it. Print it. This is the moment where the vocal stops being a flexible idea and becomes something you can actually perform with. That's important, because once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse it, mute it, and replace it like a sample instrument. Once you've printed it, slice it into useful parts. Usually you want a front-loaded consonant hit, a middle chunk, and a tail or ambience fragment. Those three pieces give you a lot of arrangement power. You can use the front hit for impact, the middle chunk for rhythm, and the tail for transitions or tension. Try nudging some slices slightly ahead of the beat for urgency, or a touch behind for that lurching, smoky feel. Even tiny timing moves can completely change the attitude. What to listen for is whether the chopped vocal feels like part of the groove. If it sounds like a loop just sitting there with no pulse, shorten some slices and leave more air between them. Now bring in the drums, especially the break and the snare. This is where the vocal either locks in or gets in the way. In jungle, the vocal should usually leave the snare crack alone. If it lands right on top of the snare transient, the groove can lose authority. Instead, place the vocal just before the snare for lift, just after it for extension, or on an offbeat where it can answer the break without masking it. Check the full context now, not later. If the vocal is clouding the break, reduce the low mids, shorten the reverb, or move the slice off the snare moment. The break needs to stay like the engine. The vocal is there to add swagger, not steal the steering wheel. Another thing to keep an eye on is low mid buildup and mono compatibility. Raga samples often have a thick lower mid-range that sounds exciting on its own but gets muddy once the bass enters. So use EQ8 to keep the body under control. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz depending on the sample, and if the track starts to cloud over, dip a little more in the 250 to 500 Hz range. If the vocal starts to spit too much over the snare, tame a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then check utility and listen in mono if needed. A wide atmosphere can sound massive in stereo, but if the core idea falls apart in mono, it will struggle on club systems and in DJ mixes. Keep the actual vocal body more centered, and let the ambience carry the width if you want stereo spread. Here is a useful listening cue. If the vocal feels more impressive when the drums are muted, but weaker when the drums come back in, you probably have too much tail, too much width, or too much low mid energy. That's a good sign to strip it back. In DNB, thinner is often the correct answer if the groove stays strong. Now think arrangement, because this is where the vocal becomes more than a loop. Don't leave it static for the whole tune. Use it like a signpost. In the intro, let it be filtered and distant. In the pre-drop, open the filter and make it clearer. In the drop, use only chopped fragments or a single hook syllable so the drums and bass dominate. Then bring back the longer tail or a reversed fragment in the middle eight or breakdown. That's a classic jungle move. Let the vocal announce the section, then get out of the way so the groove can hit hard. If you leave it exposed for too long, the hook loses power. Short, decisive changes at section boundaries keep the tension alive. If the texture still feels too much like a raw vocal sample, resample it again. Print a second version with a different emphasis. Maybe one version is long, echo-heavy, and haunted for the intro. Another is tighter, drier, and more percussive for the drop. Maybe a third is reversed for transitions. This is where the sound starts becoming instrumental. You are not just editing a vocal anymore. You're building a jungle texture that behaves like part of the arrangement. Use automation to make it breathe like a DJ-ready transition tool. Open the filter over 4 or 8 bars before the drop. Pull the reverb down right before the impact so the section lands clean. Throw in a reversed slice at the end of a phrase. Mute the vocal on the first bar of the heavy drop so, when it returns, it feels bigger. That kind of movement keeps the track alive. A great dark DNB tip here is to treat the vocal like a shadow, not a chorus. Let it be half heard, filtered, chopped, slightly unstable. That gives the drop more weight when the fuller phrase comes back. Also, carve around the snare first, not just around the bass. The snare is a major anchor in DNB. If the vocal covers its crack, the whole track can lose impact even when the low end is clean. And one more thing, saturate for density, not just loudness. A bit of drive can bring the vocal forward without making you turn it up. That matters when the bass already owns a lot of the headroom. Little choices like that are what make a mix feel controlled and confident. If you want to push this further, try making two prints from the same phrase, one haunted and wide for intros and breakdowns, one hard and tight for the drop. Or try a reverse first entrance, where the tail pulls into the downbeat before the dry hit lands. That's a darker, more underground way to create suspense without reaching for a giant riser. You can also make a hard-filtered ghost layer, almost like a high-mid texture, if the track already has a lot happening in the mids. What to listen for now is whether the vocal still feels like part of the rhythm when the bass enters. If the bass comes in and the vocal suddenly becomes distracting, you need less tail, less width, or fewer slices. If the vocal keeps its attitude while staying out of the way, you've got the balance right. So let's pull it together. Start with a short raga phrase that has attitude. Shape it into a tight, usable contour. Process it with stock Ableton devices. Resample it so you can treat it like an instrument. Chop it into hits, tails, and reverse cues. Keep the low end out of the way, protect the snare, and use arrangement movement to make the vocal feel like it belongs in the track rather than sitting above it. That's the sound you're after. Grainy, smoky, slightly haunted, but still rhythmic and clear. The kind of vocal that feels embedded in the break. The kind of texture that gives a tune its identity without stealing focus from the drums or collapsing the low end. For practice, build two printed versions from the same phrase. One dark intro version and one tighter drop-safe version. Make at least 3 slices from one of them. Include one reverse or tail slice. And test both in mono with drums and bass. Ask yourself if the snare still cracks through, if the vocal still has attitude after high-pass filtering, and if the bass line still feels emotionally dominant. Get that done, and you'll have a proper jungle vocal layer that sounds native to the track. Keep it tight, keep it gritty, and don't be afraid to commit. That's where the real movement starts.